Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, your host, and Heart of Mind is really about coming to a full understanding of ourselves, our beingness, and really to expand that understanding as we evolve and grow into really magnificent beings here on the planet. But occasionally, as we work on ourselves and move through this self-exploration, expansion, we come upon obstacles from time to time, roadblocks. And I believe that these obstacles, as we might perceive them, are really clues. They are guideposts, signposts that guide us to go perhaps a little bit deeper within ourselves and beyond that to seek out information for those who may have be a little bit further along the path than you might consider yourself to be. On today's program, we're going to be speaking with someone who is very insightful and has a lot of information to share with us. And we're going to be speaking with Yul Swan, author of The Indigo Journals, Spiritual Healing for Indigo Adults and Other Feminine Souls. Yul Swan is a spiritual counselor, mentor, and coach who has taken the understanding of the soul and the wounded feminine to new cosmic depths. A modern seer who perceives life as energy and is sensitive to other dimensions. She began channeling spiritual messages in her teenage journals and later developed a practical system of spiritual healing and energy management through more than 30 years exploring the mind and psyche, guided by her intuitive gifts, mystical experience, and enlightened teachers from both Buddhist and Hindu traditions. Once Yul realized she was an indigo adult expressing the wounded feminine on the planet, she noticed that some of her clients were also indigos, while most displayed many but not all of the indigo features, while identifying the spiritual wounds and codependent patterns they all had in common, she discovered a feminine masculine soul spectrum that explains essential differences between the many soul types inhabiting the earth today. She shares her journey and profound insights in her new book, The Indigo Journals, Spiritual Healing for Indigo Adults and Other Feminine Souls, where she presents an in-depth view of the wounded feminine and indigo archetype, as well as her spiritual healing system to help feminine souls and anyone willing to explore their feminine side. unlock the hidden power, to unlock their hidden power, discover their purpose, and balance an overly masculine world to bring a new cosmic cycle of light. So this is a very powerful subject. I want to say hello, Yael Swan, and welcome to Heart of Mind Radio.
Thanks for having me here.
You're very, very welcome. And it's interesting because I felt that your book is very relevant. I have seen a lot of the same indications in the people that I work with, as well as in correspondence and speaking to listeners of our radio program. And you described, people are just feeling disempowered and disconnected. And the world is just a ridiculous place. It seems utterly ridiculous. And I believe that you're right about that. But perhaps, even though the world looks very chaotic and very crazy, and many of us may be lost in this chaos, you are offering to people, in a way, a passage through their confusion into a deeper understanding of self, and I would say even of divinity. So I would love for you to start this conversation, though, because some people may not fully comprehend what is an indigo. So can we start in your introduction to weave that into the conversation?
Well, indigos have certain feminine qualities and also masculine features that kind of separate them from other feminine souls. And so that we're highly sensitive, emotionally and otherwise, very receptive and intuitive, because we have a non-cognitive perception that makes us feel different and out of place a lot of the time. We're very empathetic and compassionate, deeply connected to animals and nature, and drawn to metaphysical and spiritual subjects, healing modalities as well. Highly creative, hungry for a deeper understanding, and have a very strong freedom-seeking impulse. And many of these features are common to all feminine souls because, these are qualities of the feminine, to be fluid and flexible and seeking freedom and expansion and being receptive, intuitive, empathic. But I would say that what separates or distinguishes indigos the most are a very strong creative impulse, creative nature, very sensitive, both emotionally and otherwise, maybe physically, to chemicals, to the environment, to the energy around, and also freedom-seeking types. So we don't like to be controlled or told what to do, and so we don't fit in the typical educational and family dynamics, and driven by a strong sense of purpose. If we don't have a purpose, which is a more of a masculine quality, we feel lost and confused and like we're floating in space with nothing to hold on to. So I always, refer to indigos as a highly sensitive, creative, and empathic visionaries that feel like the ugly duckling in the world.
Well,
and of course, it's like the ugly duckling. It's not until we recognize that who we are and embrace those gifts, those divine differences, that we start feeling, connected and find our place and purpose in the world.
Well, I have to say that I do relate to what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense to me, and I can feel that and have felt that in my personal life experience. And it's kind of a revelation to me to realize that this category of indigos are not just children, but that they are adults and people of all ages. And I find it very interesting that you relate this to feminine souls. And I'm very much aware that we are living during a time when there's a return of the feminine divinity, and there is a challenge to bring all of this into balance. And it seems to me that your work here with the Indigo Journals is part of that. Can you speak to some of the men in the audience who maybe don't quite grasp the idea of the mixture of the masculine and the feminine, and that you're speaking of really about all people? You're not really just speaking to women.
These are spiritual qualities, not gender-based. And we all have the, you know, both feminine and masculine qualities, of course. Like the soul is this combination of energy layers, kind of nested energy layers, that of course include, you know, the main spark of consciousness at the core of it, you know, what we call spirit or the self. And then we have a spiritual layer, which is, you know, the closest to the self, and it's very feminine. It's is where all our spiritual senses are hidden, you know, and subconscious, although they're starting to awaken in a lot of people, first feminine souls and then everyone else, of course. And then we have the mental layer, which is masculine, as you know, is that intellectual aspect that gives us the ability to judge and discriminate and learn from our experiences. It actually reflects the light of consciousness. And then the emotional layer, which is a feminine aspect of the mind that is connected to sensory perception and the intelligence of the heart, where we express love and compassion and all that good stuff. And then there's an energy layer, you know, our energy field, which is kind of neutral and takes on the quality that it directs it, whether it's the intellectual or the more emotional or more spiritual. And then, of course, the physical body has also both aspects, because all the senses are receptive. You know, they're windows of perception, and they're open day and night. And the organs of action are, well, action-oriented, so they're more masculine. And so the physical manifestation, or I would say our physical incarnation, is a vehicle of the mind, a vehicle of expression and action for the mind and the spiritual layers of the soul. And so we have that combination of feminine and masculine. So feminine souls are going to be wired, very deeply wired, towards the feminine, towards the more receptive and compassionate and sensitive, and towards love. And masculine souls are going to be more wired towards the activity and, you know, more logical, rational structure kind of perception of things. And so because we're all here in this world, and we've gone through a very masculine cycle, you know, where we're seeing those qualities reaching an extreme, you know, being too much, too rigid, becoming too dense and too, and, you know, the mind too attached to those things. And we're turning things around, like you mentioned, you know, restoring the feminine, which is, you know, turning around to go towards a more feminine cycle. So we're starting to awaken to, you know, that love and compassion and, you know, sensitivity, which of course, because the world is still such a mess, creates a lot of anxiety and confusion and depression and all that, but it's just a phase, you know. And so everyone is awakening to that calling of the feminine. So men, who maybe feminine souls are going to awaken first, but even those who are not feminine souls will eventually awaken, because those aspects of the soul that are feminine are going to get, you know, really energized. I hope that answers your question. You know, anyone who's willing to look within and embrace those feminine aspects is going to be contributing to the transformation of the world and, you know, bringing in more love, more light, more peace, you know, towards a new cycle of our human experience.
Yes, I think you did a very good job of explaining it to people. And I would love to take a step back briefly and let people know something about yourself. And you've been on this journey. You describe it as a 30-year journey, and I would say probably many lifetimes as well have led into this. And you've transformed yourself in a way from someone who was maybe a little bit raw in that you initially just had these experiences, had these insights, but wasn't able to really relate to the world. You didn't really feel accepted in the world. So speak a little of your own journey of how you came from, say, the early years where you described as the ugly duckling to the person who really began to move through this transformative process.
I felt like a stranger in a strange land most of my life, you know, like yearning to find my place, to belong somewhere. And especially I had this feeling of, you know, I just want to go home, like this is not my home. And that's a common feeling for feminine souls, and especially indigos, you know, like we feel kind of different even within our families, you know, our communities, like, and have to question, what am I doing here? What's the point? Because this world doesn't make sense to me, and I don't really want to be part of it. And so, you know, of course, I grew up feeling like that, and eventually decided to go into psychotherapy. And try to really understand what was going on within me emotionally and mentally, and why my interaction with the world and my relationships were not the way I wanted. And you know, and that process of psychotherapy, specifically psychoanalysis, you know, that I did for 7 years, you know, once a week, every week, led me to discover consciousness, you know, and kind of leap into a more spiritual perception of even myself, my psyche, and all that. And so I took what I call a 3-year personal retreat in almost complete isolation and really delved into what was going on and what was motivating me to feel the way I felt and do things the way I did, which were, you know, pretty self-defeating. I wasn't happy with my life. So that came about. And when I decided to go back in the world, or it was time for me to go back in the world, I started meeting enlightened teachers that led me through, you know, the spiritual path, taught me a lot, really helped me understand the ego mind and how things work and how energy works. And even though I spent many, many years, you know, in my self-exploration and the spiritual path and had a lot of teachings and a lot of knowledge, I still didn't feel quite, you know, like I had found my place or like I really understood who I was. There was a piece missing all the time. And so what led me through delving even deeper was, you know, a series of painful events, in particular a painful divorce, and that's when I really discovered that I was suffering not just for me and my little world, my little drama, but I was really expressing the wounded feminine on the planet, you know, this wounded Mother Earth, and that I was sharing with many others the same confusion, the same hurts, the same self-perception. And through that grieving process, I started getting memories of, you know, life in Atlantis. I've always had the ability to look at the past, you know, to perceive energy and to perceive the past, you know, past lives and things like that. And so I just went into that journey and started really exploring and writing about it. I had received many messages and visions throughout my life, but they didn't quite make sense until that point when I really remember what went on, what happened, and how we created this mess, and what we were here to do. And that's when I recognized I was an indigo adult and started seeing that there were many like me. They just weren't aware, and they were hurt and lost and didn't know how much creative power they possessed and what their function in this world was. You know, because we're like warrior type of souls here to guard and protect Mother Earth. And of course, we feel so powerless. You know, we've been so suppressed. In a lot of ways, the feminine has been so distorted and manipulated that, of course, we feel very powerless. But once you start recognizing that power within yourself and really tapping into that, you see that, you know, you're not powerless. You can transform this world. The power is really within you, and you're a vehicle of that creative energy and infinite consciousness that, you know, does everything, you know, animates everything. So it was, you know, a long journey of self-empowerment, and through that process, I also realized that it was my mission, you know, it was my purpose to help others do the same, recognize that in themselves and feel, you know, more connected to who they were, embracing their gifts and bring and be able to contribute to a more balanced world.
Beautiful. And what's really compelling about your book is that it has two parts. The first part is the indigo journey, which is really the history and all the things that you experienced and some sampling of your journal writing. And it has its own inspirational flow within this. But your book is very powerful because you also have part two, which is healing your soul, in which you begin to really guide people through this process of recognizing their own journey, that where they stand, but also to help them to heal and to move forward to find their own purpose. And so I would love for you to speak about that. We can start the conversation and then we'll take a break and come back. But if you could just begin with this writing you did on why you need healing, breaking free from codependency.
The purpose of the book is to be a roadmap to help indigos and feminine souls really embrace who they are and integrate the feminine and masculine within their body, mind, soul, consciousness continuum. So I have to, of course, explain what all that is, you know, how I came up with feminine masculine soul spectrum so they can see where they're at.
Okay.
And start integrating themselves, you know, integrating their soul with the tools that I provide. The reason why we all need healing is because it's not easy. I mean, it's quite challenging to be in a physical body and be so driven by the physical senses and still maintain that connection to consciousness. So we've disconnected and reconnected, and we kind of go through this ebb and flow through many, many incarnations, but you know, we're still not completely aligned with that. And that's what we seek at every incarnation. You know, we need to reincarnate many, many times because, not because we're broken and need fixing, but really because we need to learn what are our thoughts, our emotions, our actions that lead us to realign with consciousness. And so in this sense, healing is the growth that is needed to transcend our individual ego mind and realize oneness.
And in your book, The Indigo Journals, there are many chapters that take people on this path for self-healing. We're going to talk about that more when we come back. We'll pick up the conversation, but first we're going to take a few moments to have some station announcements, and we'll be right back. So I invite everyone to hang tight, and we will continue this conversation in just a moment or two. Stay tuned.
Listening to PRN, number one for progressive minds.
The mind is the brain.
The mind is a garden we tend.
The mind is a hive of memes.
The mind is a monkey who needs to chill.
The mind is a magic deck.
The mind is a web, and you are a spider.
Looking for in-depth conversations about mysticism and mind science?
Technology and visionary experience?
Religion and uncanny culture?
Tune in to Expanding Minds.
With Eric Davis.
And Maja Daou.
On the Progressive Radio Network.
Or download us on iTunes.
And remember,
keep your mind open.
This is Cliff Stewart with A Just Cause Coast to Coast, where we bring education, awareness, and information about judicial injustice. AJC Coast to Coast is the place to listen to topics about the fight against wrongful convictions, judicial injustice, and corruption. Join us every Sunday with Sam Thurman, Ethel Lopez, and me from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 Eastern Time on Progressive Radio Network. That's PRN.FM.
PRN.FM, your station for progressive viewpoints on politics, economics, health, the environment, and a whole lot more. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis. This is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And our guest this morning is Yol Swan, and she is a spiritual counselor, mentor, and coach who has taken the understanding of the soul and the wounded feminine to new cosmic depths. And we are speaking about her new book, The Indigo Journals, Spiritual Healing for Indigo Adults and Other Feminine Souls. And we will continue this conversation. Welcome back, Yael. I'm really happy to have you with us this day. It's beautiful.
And thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome. And it's virtually impossible to cover everything that you have in your book in the time that we have in this radio program, but I would really love to give an overview of what's here and give people some indication on how they can use the tools that you have in the book. So I would like to leave it to you to give a description of what's here and advise people how they can make use of it. But before doing that, I know that many are going to ask, how can they get in touch with you? Do you have a website or email or phone number you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. My main business website is soulguidedcoach.com. And, of course, they can also learn more about the book at theindigojournals.com, which they can also find, you know, and purchase on Amazon and select bookstores. But, you know, the easiest way would be Amazon. And to contact me personally, you know, they can just go through my website. There's a contact form, and I'll be, you know, happy to receive any questions and inquiries. And if people are interested in working with me, I offer a variety of services and programs as well. So the website is soulguidedcoach.com.
Excellent. And we'll offer that information again at the end of our program. But I would love for you to sort of weave this information into the telling so that people can have a sense of the depth of what you're offering.
Sure. You know, the book is basically an in-depth view of the soul, and in particular the feminine soul, because in this overly masculine world, the dynamics that distort the creative power of the feminine have made us very confused and feel very disconnected and disempowered. So I examine those dynamics and also encourage all feminine souls to embody a healthy indigo archetype to develop emotional and spiritual freedom. So that's basically the aim, is to embrace a more empowered, more centered, and self-aware archetype. And I choose the indigo archetype, which I consider to be very similar to the Artemis or Diana archetype, because it's a very feminine archetype, but has that goal-oriented, purpose-oriented, and action-oriented qualities that we need right now to contribute and transform the world. We cannot remain just, you know, very feminine and kind of receptive and passive. We need to take action, take charge of our lives, become one in ourselves, and you know, contribute a much more empowered feminine energy. So the process is basically recognizing our spiritual wounds that come not just from our upbringing, but, you know, they come from many, many, many thousands of years before today, and have affected our DNA and our self-perception, and, you know, have left this trail of wounds and distorted energy that we need to recognize. We need to start healing, you know, by first understanding where they come from and how we need to change, to shift our habits of perception and thought to transform that. Because when we don't do that, we basically keep looking for external validation and reaffirming codependent patterns, and we keep giving our power away. And so I provide the tools to release those traumas and embrace our divine differences, and really take full spiritual responsibility for our experience by mastering the aspects of the mind that shape our perception and, of course, create our reality as well. And they're basically grounding ourselves, you know, connecting to ourselves, connecting to our breathing, connecting to our body, which is, you know, our home. For as long as we're here, and is definitely connected to the earth because it's made of the earth, and also how to manage your energy, set clear boundaries, focus that creative energy to shape the life that you want, and remember who you are. So you, instead of carrying a bunch of regrets, you really heal and integrate those aspects that we all want to leave behind because we don't know how to deal with them. And that's how we basically start integrating our soul, different aspects and different layers of the soul, to harness our inner power, you know, connect to that inner voice, to that core of the soul, and discover and fulfill our purpose here. Both the life purpose, you know, what we're here to do on a regular basis, because we need that, and also our soul purpose, which has the function of bringing in a new cosmic cycle of light, a new planetary cycle, you know, the age of Aquarius, and also moving back into fifth dimension, which is what, you know, what we sank from, you know, when we first came here. Our first incarnations were in fifth dimension, and now we, when we disconnected from the feminine, we just sank into what we perceive now, which is pretty dense, and makes us feel like we've lost something. We carry this big sense of loss. So all of those wounds can be healed through our understanding and the process of self-exploration, self-awareness, and energy management, so we can recycle all the past and create a better future.
Excellent.
I hope that helps. the book is, you know, goes really in depth, so there's a lot of tools, there's a lot of insights. It's not a book that you're just going to read quickly. You know, you really have to understand what I'm talking about and then probably reread and go back to it. From what I've heard, you know, many people go back to it and really master those exercises, and you feel, you know, much more empowered and much more clear about who you are, what you want, and how you're going to contribute to a better world.
So true. And that was a very good description, because I really wanted to convey to people how much is really here. And the book is very rich in that it gives the groundwork in terms of explanation, but it also gives the tools and the path for people not to take anyone else's advice, but to find their own connection, inner connection, to be able to reach into their own wisdom, their own guidance, and their own divinity, so that their lives can become harmonized to their true purpose and to their soul mission, their soul's desire. It would be wonderful, though, if you could share an exercise, just to give people something to hold on to so that they can have a sense. And anything that you might give would, of course, be one of many that are in the book. But maybe you could give something that our listeners could do so that they could have a sense of the path that you're offering through your book, The Indigo Journals.
One of the main premises of the book, and I guess main goals, is to help people find their center, you know, to be centered and to be present. Because my spiritual philosophy, I guess, is that the present is a projection of the past. And the ego mind, which is really a virtual layer of the soul, it doesn't exist unless we're incarnated and attached to the physical senses, is always going to try to keep us repeating that past, you know, because that's when it was shaped, you know, when we were kids. And so it's always going to pull us towards that past. And so the main goal of the book is to give practical tools to recognize, you know, that past, really make peace with it, and then move forward creating something new, something that resonates with who we are now and who we want to become, you know, the vision that we bring with us and how to make that happen. So it's a process of self-exploration, of course, healing those wounds, you know, looking at stuff that we tend to avoid, and reconnecting with those aspects of ourselves in the past that I call our little orphans, and also developing the mental self-discipline to see our patterns, you know, recognize those patterns and shift them, you know, really understand how they weave our the fabric of our life and start unraveling those, and utilizing our creative feminine power to, you know, to focus our intentions and our attention. Because where your attention goes, your energy follows, and that's where your power is, you know. So if you're always focused on the external, what's out there, what others expect of you, you're just going to give it away. If you have a clear focus that anchors you in the present moment, then you allow those spiritual forces to come forth. So I always recommend breathing exercises that anchor you in the present moment, because breathing anchors you in the body, and the body only exists in the present. And a creative endeavor, you know, like anything you like to do, like dancing or singing or painting or drawing, anything like that that has nothing to do with business or, you know, how you make money. It has to be just a sacred space for you to connect to yourself with no expectations and no agendas, just to yourself. But that involves the senses, involves all the layers of the soul. And in that process of being completely focused in what you're doing, you know, you start recognizing what comes up, you know, what the mind brings up, and, you know, becoming more self-aware of what's there and what it means and what your soul is trying to communicate. And, of course, a spiritual practice, you know, which is the next step, you know, to do meditation. I think meditation is the ultimate medicine for anything and everything. And so that's how we connect to that inner soul, that core, the self, the spirit that animates us and creates everything. And, you know, the more center in there we are, the more at peace we become, the clearer the view, you know, the clearer what we're here to do, how we're going to do it, and, of course, who we are and the immense power that we possess to transform things and connect with others in a more loving and compassionate way. So it's basically, you know, self-exploration, recognizing the patterns, being grounded in the body, in the present, through the breathing and a creative focus, and, you know, always seeking to transcend that ego mind that wants to keep us in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a very welcome tool for people who are serious and want to improve their lives, because very often in our world we get focused by the media into being outside of ourselves and finding answers in some external thing that we would shop for or participate in, when in truth, the journey is indeed an inner journey. And you do provide a map for people to have this process. And with the guidance that you're providing in the book, then people can have some confidence in relaxing into their own personal journey, because you're not telling people what to think or what to do. You're offering them guidance on how to discover for themselves their own truth. So I would love, we have just a few minutes to go in this morning's interview, if you have any anecdotal story of maybe someone you've worked with or some experience where you've noticed how a person was able to impact their life and their state of inner peace or state of mind through the work that you teach.
Well, I have many cases. I mean, I've worked with so many people, helping them implement this system precisely, you know, but on a more individualized basis, one-on-one, working with them. And, yeah, the general recognition, first of all, that, oh, I'm different and it's okay to be different. And now I want to know what makes me different and really embrace that and what I can do with that. You know, what are my gifts? Those are, you know, precious moments for me as a counselor and coach to see that growth, you know, that light that comes off and is like, oh, okay, it's okay. I don't have to suffer anymore. I don't have to fit in. I don't have to try to fit other people's expectations, which is, you know, one of the main issues for feminine souls and indigos. It's, you're not here to fit in. You're definitely not gonna. And so don't focus your energy there anymore. You're here to transform this world. You're here to bring your own vision into reality. And so you know, I've had many clients come to that awareness and shift their negative patterns, you know, and their karmic ties to create the lives that they really love, they feel connected to, and feel happy about, you know. And it's, to me, that's the greatest contribution, is to bring light and hope and love, which is what we're here to do as feminine souls. And one thing I wanted to just mention real quickly is that when you master the aspects of your mind that shape your perception, then the sky's the limit. It's like a quantum perception. You know, that's a fifth dimensional perception. So the sooner you get on that wagon, the sooner you'll start experiencing what, you know, the New Age movement has been talking about, you know, reaching a higher reality. It's already there. It's up to you to make that leap. And so anybody can really benefit from the book if they're willing to look within, you know, and to harness that inner power to nurture a more feminine, soul-guided experience of life.
Excellent. Thank you. And would you be so kind as to give your information again for people who want to contact you, perhaps, or learn more about the book and the work that you do?
Sure. They can contact me through my website at soulguidedcoach.com. They can also learn more about the book at theindigojournals.com, or, you know, find it on Amazon. And if they go to my website, they can actually subscribe to my newsletter and get articles and notices and learn more about who I am, what I do, what's my my perception of things, you know, my spiritual philosophy, how I guide people. I offer many tools and inspiration through that newsletter as well. And they can learn about my services and seminars. I'm launching a group program this year, actually, that is related to the book, and it's called Unlock Your Hidden Power for Self-Healing, Abundance, and Joy.
And, tell us a little something about that, yeah.
I'm sorry,
I interrupted you, but tell us a little something about your seminar and what that's about.
I'm going to be sharing many of the tools that are in the book, but helping people, you know, kind of guiding them to implement them. And also, of course, it's different when you just read a book and then there's nobody to hold you accountable to follow through and do the exercises and, you know, and really follow that guidance, that system, because that's when you really understand your energy, your path, you connect to yourself, and, you know, that's where you get the results, is by doing, following that step-by-step process. So the group program is to help people, you know, with questions and to help really understand the exercises, the process, the insight, all the philosophy. Also, something I wanted to mention earlier was that in the book, My Exploration of the Soul, the Feminine and Masculine Soul, is also going to help everyone understand what's going on in the world and recognize the different soul types, you know, because we all feel like, well, we're just one soul evolving, you know, collectively and individually. But there are many different soul types. And when you start recognizing that, well, it makes it easier for you to interact with them because you're not expecting them to see the world the way you see it, which is really painful for feminine souls and indigos. And like, why can't you see things the way I do? And so your relationships are going to improve. And the group program has a lot to do with that as well. How to fit in, but not in the world, in the way the world expects you to, but to fit in because you're centered in yourself and you feel good, you feel at home, and you can interact with a lot more emotional and spiritual freedom, and you know, find your place and purpose in the world. So I'm taking some of the aspects of the book, not the more in-depth, but some of the more practical aspects and putting them into this program, which is probably going to have at least two levels, maybe three. So it really depends on how deep you want to go, but even just starting with the first one will help you manage your energy better, understand where your power comes from, how you can harness it and put these things into action to feel more connected and you know, more empowered, more clear about who you are and what you want. That's the purpose of the program, and it's also the purpose of the group and the book and all the work that I do, basically.
Thank you very much, and I actually look forward to doing more with you over the air and maybe with some of your workshops and other things that you have doing. I resonate very strongly with the work that you're doing. It parallels very much the work that I have been doing and the purpose of the broadcast as well. So I want to thank you very much for joining me.
I'd love to do that. It's been a pleasure being here, mm-hmm. and I really appreciate you having me here today.
You're very welcome. And we have been speaking with Yoel Swan, author of The Indigo Journals, Spiritual Healing for Indigo Adults and Other Feminine Souls. And I'm sure we'll hear more from Yoel as time goes on. So thank you very much, and we will
thank
now.
You.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now. And so
bye-bye.
I want to, bye-bye. I want to also share with you that we are looking at, a beautiful expression here with this book, and it really does resonate with the work that I have been sharing with you. And it's really a pleasure to be able to have that, you know, resonance to see someone else who's really very effectively bringing this teaching into the world. So I'm happy to share it with you. I wanted to also remind those of you who wanted to connect with some of the work that I do in the world. I'm Catherine Davis, host of this program. And I also offer connection and inspiration and work towards that healing process on an energetic level as well as in many other ways. So we are having a ongoing Qigong meditation class. It's meditation is a moving meditation, and Qigong is an energy modality in which you use your focus, your inner focus, to make sure that the vital life force is circulating within your physical body, also circulating within the spirit, within the mind, and within your life so that you can move, clear the old, create the new. It really is about energy circulation. And for those interested, please, you could contact me directly. My phone number is 347-480-1694. You can connect with me through email, heartofmindradio mindfulnessmeditation@gmail.com. The meditation class is on Wednesday mornings, early mornings, 7 a.m. till 8 a.m., and you can register at studiomayanyc.com. Their location is 603 Bergen Street. That's between Carlton and Vanderbilt in Brooklyn, 11238, 603 Bergen Street. And again, it's studiomayanyc.com. And their phone number is 917-837-3705. For those of you who would like to connect with myself about healing sessions, I do have a healing center in Brooklyn. It's in Bay Ridge, and I make appointments according to, I'm there according to appointment. So you can contact me about that or the Qigong classes at 347-480-1694 or email heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us, and we will be back next week. Please do tune again, 10 a.m., for Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Have a beautiful week. Take good care.